War has come to Kryn, a war building for centuries as dragons and gods drift into myth and legend. This is the war that will bring an end to it all, or restore what was lost for good. Welcome to Dragonlance, the Thorns of War.
My name is Jet, and I'm playing Saria, and Saria is a High Elf Wizard.
I'm Doug. I'm a human rogue by the name of Zeroth Harkonnen.
I'm Esther, and I play Rowena Rotherwood Ranger.
I'm Jim's friend. I'm playing a cleric named Jimbleton.
Hello, my name is Atropos, and I am playing Griffith Uthladrin, Salamnic Knight of the Soul.
All right, and as we walk up, I will cast Thaumaturgy on myself to amplify my voice up to 3 times as loud as normal for 1 minute. And I'm going to say, hello there! Let us in! And that's a good start.
All right.
I said that's a good start, but quieter, and so it's like...
You do see another soldier on the southeast tower as they're both kind of like both of the people in the south towers are kind of leaning over and they say something in a French accent about silly English kniggets and no they say What do you come here for?
To come inside.
Ah, we're closed.
Tell them.
Well, you can open for us.
Tell them their father smells of elderberries and their mother was a hamster.
Tell them what?
Tell them that their mother was a hamster and their father smelled of elderberries.
Their fathers.
He's having a stroke.
And one of them looks to the other and said, "She told me she wasn't pregnant."
Okay. Yes, we've come to deliver the news of your pregnancy. And we bring gifts for the new fathers. So open up.
Roll the set.
Uh, 17.
Holy smoke. All right.
They're going to let y'all in. It's going to mess up our plan.
One of them heads down and Tim will lead over to Jimbleton and say, you know, what's our present?
It's Tim. It's like C-3PO.
Let me check my inventory.
These two droids.
These two droids.
So the gate slowly cranks open, and the guard is cranking it on the inside here, and kind of excitedly, when is the baby coming?
Well, 9 months like usual, and my voice is still booming.
Oh, what a time for a war. I knew I shouldn't have joined up.
Human or like a draconian that's talking to Jimbleton right now?
It's a human.
Okay.
Well, sometimes even in a time of war, family can come first. But that's a choice that you have to make for yourself.
One of the other guards coming off of the eastern wall and coming down into an area here is the gate opens and saying, you know, you're not getting leave for the baby, all right? We got to finish the war, and then you can go do whatever the hell you want.
So are we standing around awkwardly?
I'm digging through my backpack because I'm getting gifts for the new father. And I have an obsidian candlestick.
Ooh.
And a candle.
It's like two presents, but really one.
hey, you know, whoa. That's right. And I'm going to hold them out to him. This obsidian candlestick is your new family heirloom. So guard it well with your life and your child's life, and pass it on to your child when the child is born in 9 months.
Does Griffin see?
Does he take them?
Yeah, very awkwardly.
Okay, then I'm gonna remove
it. Well, it would be more like 6 months now. I mean,
well, you know. And that throat clear would be the last thing that the family therapy carries.
Have we signaled to the other group yet with the Fargab?
Nothing. And so it's like, well, you know, it was a long travel getting here, so we might need to stay over the night. You know, these roads aren't safe during the wartime.
Is that a night of Salamnia with you?
Me?
If Nika doesn't immediately speak for himself, I will jump in.
All I say is who? Me? But no, I
don't. Oh, you know, there's all kinds of armor and arms to be found laying around. If you so choose to take it these days.
Well, I wouldn't let Kansalda see you in that. That's all I'm saying.
Understandable.
And Rowena, you will recognize that name.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I wonder how many Kansaldas there are. I'll think to myself.
Is she here now?
Oh, it's not.
Is that obviously a woman's name or a man's name or? Woman. Is she here now?
No. She won't be back for a couple of days. Yeah. But
well, we'll be gone by then, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
All right. Well, yeah, come on in. You can bunk up in the barracks for the night.
Thank you. We'll head over to the barracks. Can we put our horses somewhere? I see. I think that's a stable over there. Is this a stable?
No, this one is over here. Well, I wouldn't.
Oh?
No, the creatures are in there.
Oh. Are they awake?
Probably.
Do they even sleep? Have you seen it?
Yeah. They snore like the Dickens.
Well, maybe we should just hobble our horses outside then.
Probably best.
I wouldn't want them to accidentally get eaten by some vicious monster. Our humble companions in this glorious war.
I guess and we need to go
I'll go hobble my horse outside. Come on, then. Everyone, bring your horses. Bring your horses.
I'm just in a bush. I'm going to look over at Sari and be like, should you ask if they should send up the signal yet? Or
let's just be patient. I don't want to ruin anything by being patient.
Let me check my spell list again.
Getting nervous.
No, it's taking them a really long time.
Let's blow this whole thing. But I'd be like, have you broken in yet?
No, don't.
Okay, the stables. Are the stables... can you see in, or is it, like, fully walled?
Fully walled.
And the doors, do they lock on the from the outside?
They normally would. They don't seem to be locked, but like, yeah, there's like a cross beam that's kind of leaning against the wall right now.
Hmm. Interesting. So I'm going to go back and check on the guys. Are they following us out as we hobble the horses?
No, they seem to have gone on their way.
Griffith, we should lock the stable and then go open the prison. And if these humans try to attack us, I'll do what I can to keep them off our backs. But Rowena, you could open the gate, the other gate, and we'll just get out of here.
Should I let the others know that we got in?
Well, we'll just go open the gate. You know, it's nice that we're here and they let us in, but I don't trust those lizard monsters. I think we should lock them in and then break our cover.
Is there?
Yeah.
We don't have any keys. How would we lock the stable?
It's a crossbar.
Is it?
The stables is a crossbar.
Okay.
Yeah.
The key would be to the gate.
So okay. We should not hobble our horses. We're going to ride our horses in there and make a big ruckus with a locked stable. And I will silence the door so no sound can get through it.
You could.
Yes, you could.
Okay, on the count of three. Rowena, on the count of three, in the Fargad, just be like, yell at him, like, everything's going crazy, just get in here and blow stuff up. And then we'll start.
Okay.
One, get on your horses. Two, three.
I'll shout into the...
If everything's going differently to plan, come on!
And as she starts that, I'm going to cast silence on the door to the stable. So that it like kind of overlaps the door. So like it would be centered like maybe here. That way, you know, if they're back in the corner, they wouldn't notice. Like I want them to be able to hear themselves. But hopefully they won't hear the ruckus that we're about to make.
And I'll
up to 10 minutes concentration.
And I'll lower the kick the crossbar down. The
crossbar.
Yeah.
All right. So I would assume that we're probably going to be an initiative now.
Probably so.
See, I told you. You know, things went haywire, and suddenly Dimpleton's making the plan. I don't know if that was a good idea. But, like, they weren't supposed to let us in.
Oh, no. They were.
All right. If y'all can, roll initiative.
9.
6.
I rolled a 10.
Good.
Okay. Rowena, you do have your unnamed dog with you.
Oh, yeah.
Nemo.
How does that work? Again, I mean, I kind of looked at it, but it takes its turn on my initiative, but... Does it take the place of my action if I want it to attack?
If you wanted to attack, then yes. I do think... I don't have my player's handbook with me right now, but I do think that you could do a support action with the dog without like using a bonus action maybe or something. Sorry, I did not review that. Thank you so much.
I didn't understand.
We have a raid!
Yeah,
oh, man, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. How was your stream?
Welcome to the plan that was laid and fell apart as soon as I opened my mouth.
I was looking for the raid emote and I can't find it. So we're gonna get you some chocobos. Second day of Fire Emblem. Awesome. Yeah, things are it's about to hit the fan, and so it came at a good time.
You came, yeah, perfect timing.
Okay, we are, I think we're set up. Saria, you are first.
Well, I'm pretty far away, and I just got the call. So really all I can do is dash forward. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, I guess, use my action to dash so that I can come up to the gate, and I'm going to wait.
Okay.
Maybe I can, like, kind of put my ear up and see if I can figure out what the hell's going on.
All right. So the soldiers were surprised, and so Rowena.
Oh. Next. So I guess I'm going to. We're already inside.
Oh, are you? Should I move you inside?
We all move. We all went inside, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we should. We should all be inside on the south gate.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to. So they're surprised. So did we decide not to attack them unless they attacked us?
Sure.
I mean, the main goal is to get the people out.
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to move over towards the prison and see if there's any way to. If there's a key on a hook or something that.
Are these guys those adversaries in the middle?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah. I guess I'm gonna go make my way towards the prison to see if there's any way to open it.
So, you're gonna use your action for that, or are you just gonna do normal movement?
I guess I'll use my action. I mean, yeah, to dash.
So, okay. Past these guys. Do you wanna stay out of. I guess you don't wanna be in melee, so.
Yeah.
How far? I don't know how to do the measuring tape thing. I'll see how far she can go. What's your movement?
30 feet, I think.
30 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all can get anywhere over there.
So you can.
If you're on a horse, you get 60.
Is it this?
Yeah, it's this one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going the wrong way.
If you're on your horse, you get 60, but you might have to dismount at the end, too.
Oh, you. Is it 60 per movement? So she could ride her. Because you're still on your horse. I forgot that.
Yeah, I forgot we got on our horses. Yeah, I guess I'll ride the horse as far as I can.
So. Okay.
I would have left my horse. Just FYI. I would have wanted to leave my horse far enough away to be safe. And I would have just run.
So you're up here, Rowena?
Mm-hmm.
On your horse. And so.
What do you do?
It's your movement. You still have
that was my movement. I guess I'm going to use my action to look around and see if I see any keys or if it's just a bar over the door like the stable.
Yeah, you can throw open the door and inside is a just small storage room.
Okay. So not the state, not the prison. So it must be the other door. I'll shout that, I guess.
Okay. Jumpleton.
Then I will. When have the guards like reacted to us and their facial expression?
Yes, yeah. They're
are they drawing weapons or are they like, whoa?
Yeah. The one guy then realizes he's not really a dad and he's kind of sad about it.
I'm gonna yell at him. Is he the one close to me, this guy?
He's the one that's close to you, yeah.
I'm gonna yell at him. Lay down your weapons. The man in the tower can't save you from us. And I'm going to hold up like my mace and my shield and move right up on him. I'm on a horse.
Okay.
I want to roll intimidate, I guess, with that. Is that a thing I can do?
Yeah.
Nah, I only got an 8. And would that have been my action? Well, I'm not going to hit him on this turn. I'm just going to hope that he reacts to me and that will be... My turn, I have to maintain concentration on the sound spell.
Right. All right. Tim, what do you want Tim to do?
Tim can open doors good, possibly.
Okay.
On a horse.
Right over here?
Yeah.
Swing open the door and, hey, there's a lot of people in here. And then close. No, I'm joking.
That's way more than we want to fight. Slam.
Zerath.
Yeah, I'm gonna dash to the. I'm not on a horse either. I thought we were gonna sneak up, so I'm gonna run. I guess use all my movement to get right there.
Okay.
Wait, how far is that? That was. It's probably. I have to use both, huh? Wait. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah, I'd have to move all my movement.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Ed. It's you again.
Hey, actually, I'm sorry.
Am I not in the lineup?
Oh, I don't think you are. Sorry. What was your score?
It was 13, I think.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. It's my bad. I'm having internet issues, so.
You can't hear anything, by the way.
Right. So I wouldn't know that you just tried to parlay with that guy that I'm about to charge.
Correct. Zerath, did you want to do something different?
Well, I think I have an ability that I can use my movement to climb the wall without losing movement.
Do you
think
you have the ability? Or
I do have the
ability. Okay, go ahead. You can climb the wall.
So I'll get up. I'm going to get up here.
All right. Griffin, if you could go ahead and go for the first round. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, that's my mistake. I'm going to drop my visor and wheel my horse around from the gate and charge the guy that Jimpleton rode up to.
Okay.
And oops. No.
Why pushing me out of the way?
This is so hard with a phone. And I'm going to try to hit him with my lance, just like a full-on cavalry charge.
Go for it.
And I'm going to do a distracting strike, which would, if he... I get to add a superiority die, and if he attacks anybody other than me, let's see. And the next attack roll against the target by an attacker other than you has advantage. So the next person to attack him gets advantage. So let's roll real quick, see if I hit. That's a 22 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And 11 piercing plus one die, 8. So 16 total.
Dang, all right. Yeah, it just cuts through and blood splatters across as Jimbleton was like, give up! And then and Griffin's like, ha! And stabs him in.
So this guy learned he's a dad, still... and then he... Oh, he's not dead. I was going to say he learned he's a dad, and then he learned he's not a dad, and then he died.
Right, yeah. Saria, you are up. We're at the top of the round.
Oh, no.
All right, I am going to cast Knock. And I want to, what I want to do is I want to cast the spell and I want it to like kind of throw the gate open and I want to yell for all of the prisoners to run this way. And so I will go ahead and cast. That is second level spell.
Okay. All right. That's
my action is casting this one. Yep.
And he goes, come out. And Tim will turn around and it's like, and it's like, they're really trying, but there's these bars that are in the way.
Okay. I'm going to come inside.
Yeah, and I do only have like 5 people in the room, but there are 20 people in these cages.
Okay, yeah. How many cages are there? Is it one big cage for 20, or how many cages we talking?
Two cages.
Two cages, okay.
And they're packed in there like sardines.
Yeah, I imagine.
All right, Griffin.
I will continue to ride on to the next guy and try to lance him too.
All right.
I'm just cavalry charge. I got my shield too, because I can use the lance with the shield when I'm mounted. So I'm like imagining like I've got like the lance like on the tilt shield, like full on. That's a 20 to hit.
Oh yeah.
All right. Oh, only 5 damage. I am going to action surge and do it again.
Okay. That wasn't good enough.
18 to hit?
18 will hit, yes.
Okay. And I am going to superiority die this. I think I'm going to do fainting attack. So I'll get advantage on my next attack against him. But I'll add another 8 damage to that. So let's see, what is that? A total of 11 plus 8, 19 damage total, piercing.
All right. This guy keels over to a pile as you run him through. Actually, you know what? Like you're probably going so fast that it catches him and like you carry him for a little while until you dump him unceremoniously off your lands.
For the glory of Solemnia.
Jimbleton.
I would like to...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's their turn, but I was going to say... Okay. That was very misleading preamble to that. Yes, sorry. The one that's by you is going to run toward the stable. You do have an attack of opportunity if you want to use it.
Yeah, if he's going towards the stable, I would try to stop him. So okay. I would hit him.
Go for it.
It's going to be at advantage. Oh, no, it won't be. That wore off. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's see. Hit. I rolled a 9.
9 will miss. He rushes over and throws open the door and starts yelling.
Right.
All right. Simpleton, give me perception.
Okay. And this one. Five.
Okay. There's the other two. There's one on the wall that's starting his descent over here, and y'all hear the door up on the far side open as a guy comes out on the platform right above the crank on the north side. Rowena.
I think I'm going to... I think I'm going to shoot the guy that's trying to shout into the stable.
All right.
With my longbow. 9 to hit.
9 misses, and you hear the arrow. Actually, you don't. Thunk into the door, except it sounds like this. And anything else?
No, I think I'm going to stay put.
Okay.
Because I know that Saria ran in and...
This time it's really Jimbleton's turn. It's not a preamble to somebody else acting.
Okay.
Would I Jimbleton, be able to... it is not your turn. Is...
Yes! No. Would I be able to, in one turn, run into him with my horse, trying to push him through the door, and then close the door behind him? Slam the bar shut if the first part worked.
I think the door would be in action.
I see. And ramming,
especially him. if you're I think you can just swing it shut. That's fine as a free action or a bonus action. But if you're trying to lock it as well, that's going to definitely be in action.
Okay, so I could try to get it shut. If you know, run into him, try to get it shut, and then I would be like in front of the door if it opened back up.
Yeah.
Then that is what I will try to do. So I want to, you know, just run into him with the horse.
Okay.
Push him through the door. You know, horse is strong. Hopefully it's well trained. And I can roll animal handling.
Yeah.
See how that goes. 6.
Oh my goodness, bro.
He rolled very low, but it was above a 6, so...
So at what point does the horse turn aside? Like, is it scared when it stops hearing, or what's going on there?
Oh, that's probably true. Like he was on point, and then all of a sudden, like all the sound just away from him. And so like,
very disorienting.
Yeah. Right at the end, he kind of just slowed down instinctively instead of charging in. So you're probably like right there.
Okay. Then I'll move my guy there. Would I be able, I guess he's like holding on to the door probably.
Yeah.
Okay, then I want to cast a drop. I want to drop silence, and then, let me make sure I spin the silence. Okay, and then I want to cast command on the guy holding the door.
Okay.
And tell him, close it. Command is one word, so I guess close. I'm going to say close it.
Okay.
Or like close the door. I think I have to...
Is that a save?
Target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or follow the command on its next turn.
You got an 18.
Oh.
That's probably a save.
I didn't mean to roll anything. Yeah, he saved.
Okay. What do y'all want Tim
so
to do?
He's just like, no.
Right.
Okay. Tim can try to pick locks, or Tim can...
Tim can totally try to pick locks. Yeah!
Definitely. Tim can try to pick locks.
Tim rolled a 6.
Stop stealing my dice.
Thrawn. All right.
I guess I'm going to... I see this guy over here come down over here. So I'm going to take my bonus action. I'm going to move and take my bonus action to hide. And then I'm going to attack.
Normally you would do that in reverse order.
Attack and then hide.
Not if he's trying to get sneak attack. He wants to hide first.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, short bow. Eight.
We're rolling poorly today. Yeah, it's bad.
Y'all are going to want to do better. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you for the sage advice, DM.
You successfully.
y'all hear a low growl out from the stable, and it's pretty much all at once that you realize. I don't think by lizard thing they meant a draconian.
Oh.
These two dragon-like creatures fly out.
Oh no!
They're red, you know, wearing armor that also has the red emblem of a dragon on it.
Dragonlance: The Thorns of War is based on the adventures Dragonlance: Shadows of the Dragon Queen from Wizards of the Coast and The Test of High Sorcery by Donathan Fry and Kiana Shaw. We stream this game on the third Sunday of each month at twitch.tv/technofunkborn. Theme song by the Technofunkborn featuring Blue Velvet. Thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and other music. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to use them at your gaming table. The Thorns of War is part of the Play Well Network, where you've just been pwned. Real quick, before we begin, we have started up a Patreon page at patreon.com/technofunkboy for both Dragonlance, The Thorns of War, and Mont Blanc's Hunters, our Final Fantasy-themed tabletop role-playing game. You can find this at patreon.com/technofunkboy, and you'll get the episodes a week early, as well as some behind-the-scenes features. Thank you, and on with the show.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder. This is an interactive Star Wars actual play podcast using the Edge of the Empire rules from Fantasy Flight Games. Join our misfit crew of scoundrels, ne'er-do-wells, rascals, miscreants, lowlifes, good-for-nothing reprobates as they find love, purpose, and the courage to carry on. Ha, I'm joking, none of that happens. Instead, they use their questionable contacts and unconventional methods to get the job done, whatever job happens to be paying today. Tales from the Rusty Speeder, available wherever you get your podcast and streamed live on Twitch at twitch.tv/technofunkboy.